Okay. I had to have left it in here, right? Hey, what the hell? What are you doing in my room? Aren't you guys supposed to be finding a movie to watch? You've been in here enough times to know you're not supposed to be in here, right? How do you get lost finding the bathroom? First of all, I came in here to find my phone. And second of all, this is my room. So it doesn't really matter why I'm in here. What matters is why are you in here? You're not doing anybody any good snooping around, you know? There's not a single good thing that can come out of you being in here. I know when I see a thief. You can't convince me you're not trying to take something. Either way, I know you're clumsy and you could easily fall all over this room. So how about you get the hell out of here? Okay? Wait, stop. What do you have? What is that? Oh, yeah, I knew it was something. Just show me what you have. I know you're guilty, okay? So give it up. Do you have my diary? Give it back. I'm not letting you have it. Why do you have my diary? There's no way you can make a single good excuse. I caught you red-handed, didn't I? And I'm not going to let you go just for doing that. I'm not in the mood to deal with this. You're not leaving my room until I get some answers out of you, okay? I've got to punish you somehow. Now come on. Get on the bed. Take a seat on the bed. Right there. Good boy. Oh my god. Yeah, I am a little pissed off. Were you really thinking you weren't going to get caught? I mean, once I noticed it was gone, you really think I wouldn't have found out who took it? There's no one else in this house that's even been in here. And they wouldn't even have a reason to take it. Besides, I know exactly what kind of reason you might have. Well, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to be telling me. So what if I still have a diary? There's a ton of other weird things that are a lot weirder than having a diary. Now you are not leaving this bed until you tell me exactly why you're stealing my top secret sensitive information. I already know, don't I? I really, really do already know, huh? You don't want to tell me? Are you nervous? Oh no, you're shaking. So sensitive, huh? What are you going to do? Are you scared somebody's going to come looking for you? You're taking a while, aren't you? And you were supposed to be in the bathroom. How about you open up that book? Find out for yourself. Whatever you wanted to know about me. Right in front of my eyes. And I want you to read it out loud. Whatever page you want. I mean, you're the one that wanted to know so bad, right? I thought I could be nice and give you exactly what you wanted. Maybe I'm being too generous here. Extremely too generous. Now go ahead. Open it. Good boy. Yeah, just keep going. A couple pages. And I can tell you right where to stop. Yeah. Right there. Perfect. Now go ahead and read it out loud for me. Come on. Speak up. Yeah. Keep going. Are you starting to blush? Come on. Why'd you stop? You didn't get too embarrassed, did you? I mean, isn't this everything you wanted to know? You wanted to know if everything you felt was okay. If it was okay to feel the way you thought, the way you felt about me. Were you so scared and insecure that I didn't find you attractive? Well, maybe you're pleasantly surprised then. Are you? I honestly can't believe this is even happening. You know, I've known the way you've looked at me. You've never been good at hiding it. No, never. Never, ever. You've always been terrible at it. I just didn't do anything because, I mean, you're my brother's best friend, so I didn't want to tear you guys apart. But you've kind of forced yourself in here. I guess for that, I still do need to punish you. Oh no, I definitely do. You've been very naughty. You've been a bad boy. And plus, I know exactly what you're here for. All the times you've been over to our house. Every time you're here, I can see it in your eyes. Everything you want is just on full display. You look at me like that. I can read it all, you know? How about you stand still, okay? I'm gonna grab your face, and you're gonna look up at me. Because you've been a very bad boy. And bad boys need to be punished, you know? Otherwise, they're never gonna learn. They're gonna do it again and again. This entire time, you haven't learned anything, have you? You've been obsessed with me. I know you have. You just love so much of me. Every single part of me. So why don't you come here? Let me guide your hand. Can you feel it? Everything you've been drooling over. And you can feel my heartbeat, right? How does it make you feel? Does it make yours race faster? And what if I guide it lower? Just a little lower. Can you feel that too? This is what you've done, you know? This is why I have to punish you. You have to take responsibility for it. You understand? Now how about you be a good boy? And if you can't do that, I guess I'll have to teach you. I want you to take your other hand, okay? And I want you to use it properly. You know what I want you to do. Now come on. Eddie.